Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak welcoming you to PNC Studio at Halas on this week's Keys to the Game. Week 13 is here, and the Bears are back home to host the San Francisco 49ers. So let's dig in, why don't we? Offense, let's start with that. Patiently, this offense works out its kinks over the course of a game and has evolved into a dangerous fourth quarter unit. They are difficult to put away, and one of the main reasons is the play of quarterback Jay Cutler. Every receiver and back has become a weapon, and with that comes growing individual confidence. Cutler's calm approach throughout the game, at the line of scrimmage, inside and outside the pocket, and his ball security has blended with a heavy dose of run plays and ball control. Cutler meets a 49ers defense led by powerful inside linebacker Navarro Bowman and outside linebackers Aaron Lynch and Ahmad Brooks. Combined, they have 12.5 sacks, 6.5 by Lynch. Bowman is their leading tackler and the centerpiece of a fairly stout 3-4 run defense. The cornerbacks tackle in this scheme, Jermaine Brock, Keith Acker, have combined for 90 tackles, 6 interceptions, and 14 pass breakups. They're not big corners, so they can be challenged by the size, reach, and wingspan of, say, Bears receiver Alshon Jeffrey. San Francisco runs a wide variety of zone defenses, so finding those windows with accuracy is critical for the Bears' passing game. Admittedly, the Bears are not pleased with their run defense, which has slipped to 29th in yardage gained. Shutting it down against the 49ers will be critical. The 49ers quarterback now by Blaine Gabbert. He's coming off an impressive performance against the Cardinals, playing better, tougher than he did as a younger player in Jacksonville, and he's making smarter decisions and has above-average accuracy. Gabbert gets rid of it quickly, utilizing short routes, crossing patterns, deep outs, and go routes. His weapons include the crafty veteran Anquan Boldin, their leading receiver with 44 catches. Their speed threat outside is Torrey Smith. And their tight ends, Vance McDonald and Garrett Celek, have combined for 5 touchdown catches. On his special teams and improving the coverage units have propped up this unit overall. Players like Josh Bellamy and Sheriff McManus are first on the scene to make tackles and limit production. Coordinator Jeff Rogers has tweaked the return game the last couple of weeks, inserting veteran Deontay Thompson on kickoffs and keeping Mark Mariani on punts. It'd be great if each week the Bears unit can make one big play that impacts the game while at the same time preventing one. The 49ers coverage units are solid. They have not allowed a return touchdown. Punter Bradley Pinion out of Clemson doing a credible job, averaging 40.2 yards net with 18 inside the 20. Kicker Phil Dawson is 40 and still getting it done, converting 18 of his 19 field goal tries and all 12 of his extra points. He's also hit all 3 of his 50-plus yard field goals. After playing road games in 6 of the last 9 weeks, the Bears return home after securing their signature win of the season over the Packers. The city's buzzing once again, and renewed playoff scenarios with 5 games to go certainly in the conversation. I've stated this repeatedly, but this team is a likable team, one that is proving to be resilient, competitive, blue-collar, and frankly stubborn. They're fun to watch, and they'll be greeted with a lot of love from the home crowd Sunday against the 49ers. The Bears' job is to embrace it and reward that home crowd with a decisive and thorough performance. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join us, Tom Thayer and myself, on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, starting with our 9 a.m. pregame and the noon kickoff from Soldier Field. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this has been Keys to the Game.